Last time on Why Can't We Be Wizards?
So it's about the staircase then?
Let's not make any assumptions. We don't want to go in with any prejudices. Now, I know that you want this job, Fessel. You need to prove that you can do this with a level head.
Professor, I'm so sorry to waste all of your time. I may have gone a little nuts and said some things that don't make any sense. I mean, I do that a lot, right, guys? Like,
he took out his wand and he got all hairy, you know, like he does. And
what?
Then he broke the stairs.
Wait a minute. And how do you know about that, Marcus?
And this one is exactly who we thought he is.
I would have done anything for you, Marcus.
Hey,
Skylar.
Wait. That's me.
Hey, it's your conscience. It's your conscience.
What? Okay.
Something's what?
Something's wrong. Like, with Leo, with this whole thing, something's really wrong, and I don't know what to do about it. But I guess, you know, honestly, I guess it doesn't really matter, because I don't think Leo wants me involved anyway.
Caleb, before we jump back in, I've been meaning to ask you, and I think this is something that probably everybody is wondering, what has been going on this year vis-a-vis Caleb turning into a werewolf once every month?
Oh, yeah, that's
like, how are you dealing with that?
You know, so I'm definitely not taking that potion that they wanted to give me because McGonagall said I didn't have to. So I don't know. I guess I would either be taking the old werewolf potion that turns me into a semi-docile werewolf, or no potion at all.
I mean, I always sort of assume Caleb was just not taking a potion now. I don't know. They
just
like tie him up or
go
something.
Full wolf, yeah.
Well, if they'd allow me access to that original potion, I really want to study it and like, if it's possible to alter the potion to make it so people don't change at all, maybe it's possible to like change that potion so that instead you become a werewolf fully in control.
Like, I know that you spent the last, 5 months of the school year last year trying to make a new Wolfsbane potion. Have you stopped trying?
Oh,
like, I feel
definitely
like you just kept
not.
Going.
It's just that I haven't had ingredients. Is there like a professor I would have talked to about potion making? Obviously not the potions professor.
Yeah, so I think this is the problem with Hogwarts right now. I don't think there is a solid, like, potions master that you can go to for real potions knowledge and advice.
Hmm.
So you're a little bit on your own. I don't know, maybe you've talked to Bragglewort and picked up a few books, but that's about it.
Yeah, I would have expected Professor McGonagall to have better hiring practices, to be honest.
So
I mean, did Dumbledore? Because...
Well, that's a fair point.
Yeah, I think that I want to have talked about this with McGonagall, if possible, and tried to get, like, my own room where I could transform.
Hmm.
She probably wouldn't let you do that in the castle.
Yeah, it does seem dangerous.
Well, I don't know. I disagree. I think that you just be down in the dungeons.
Hmm.
I don't mind a light dungeoning.
All right, well, anyway, tonight's a full moon, so let's get started. So, maybe 10 seconds after Freya opened the letter from her mother, we come into the Great Hall. Allison, Freya, what are the two of you doing? What are you talking about at this point?
I think Allison's trying to just like distract Freya with trivial nonsense.
Freya is just kind of sitting there staring at the letter. She's like closed it up and like has her hand on it, but is just staring at it.
When you say it's a full moon tonight, you didn't mean in real life, did you? I'm looking out the window, and it's not a full moon.
Oh, no, it looks like a nice crescent outside, actually. I meant at Hogwarts.
Oh, like the night that we're supposed to leave.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. Would Caleb... Yeah, I mean, he must have known. So he's a 12-year-old. He probably didn't time it up with the schedules, but has he figured it out? Does he realize that this is about to happen?
Why don't you roll for that? I think that's a notice something.
All right. I want to use my plus one Ravenclaw bonus on this
roll.
All right,
all right. Yeah.
And it paid off because that's a 6+1.
So on a 7-9, this is a mixed success. I think that Caleb forgot until this very moment.
Yeah.
Skylar, I've got to go speak to... I'm going to look to see if there's any professors in the Great Hall.
There actually aren't any professors in the Great Hall at the moment, but you do spot Meenal Galway standing by the staff table.
I don't think that Meenal Galway could help me with the potion situation. I think that I'm going to have to excuse myself from the table and try to find a real professor. And McGonagall isn't accessible. Yikes. I mean, Galway isn't a professor at all. Galway is a Galway.
Yeah, we still call her Meenal Galway, even though, like, we like her.
I mean, I don't...
What's her first name, though?
Meenal.
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 It's Meenal, that's right.
Are you asking canonically?
Yeah, canonically, what is Galway's first name?
It is Katie. You've never asked before.
Interesting. Wow. No. We never did, huh? We're pretty inconsiderate.
Well, I mean, she's basically respected like a teacher, though, and we shouldn't call her by her first name.
But she's not a professor, and she's not in charge of potions.
I know, but, you know, just because she cleans doesn't make her any less of a person than a teacher.
No, but a bunch of 12-year-olds probably would think that they, you know, think that.
I don't.
I know. Neither do I. But it doesn't change the fact that I didn't ask what her first name was.
Right? It doesn't change the fact that we didn't know her name.
Skylar.
What?
I don't think I can go home with you tonight. I just realize it's that thing.
Oh.
I give Skylar a look.
That thing, yeah. Okay, you want to just, like, come a day late? That's fine.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that. All right, cool. I'll send you a letter. I'm gonna actually leave breakfast. I've gotta go try to find a professor.
All right, good luck.
So I get up from the table, clear my dishes, and go try to find Pritchard. Didn't try to get me kicked out of school.
Okay, yeah, so you head out of the Great Hall. As you do, you notice the Griffin Bros getting up from the table at the same time.
That is interesting, given everything that we've heard so far. Can I try to stealthily follow them?
Yeah, I mean, you can give it a shot. Why don't you roll quick and quiet?
That's a 3+1.
Okay. As you get up and start heading towards the entrance to the Great Hall, you absentmindedly walk right into Hunter McGurkenstuffins as he's holding a big plate of food.
Aww,
and it knocks into his, right into his robes, and now he's got egg all over his robes.
Oh, Hunter, I'm so sorry.
That's okay. That's fine. I get egg on my clothes all the time, actually.
Right. I look around for the Gryffindors. Are they still, can I see them to follow them? Or are they gone?
You see the trio plus your brother have just exited the entrance to the Great Hall and are now walking towards the Grand Staircase.
Right. A spell to clean things.
Oh, wait, no, you're not going to set me on fire, right? Oh, wait, no, that's Leo. Okay, never mind.
That's the other one.
Well, I could get you really wet. I don't know if I have a spell for this, Hunter. I'm sorry. And I'm going to rush after the Gryffindors.
Okay, that's fine. You're my best friend.
Wait, I thought he was my best friend, says Leo from the distance.
That's a secret cap. Everyone's his best friend.
And so, tearing out of the Great Hall and towards the Grand Staircase, you actually see your brother trailing the pack, just managed to, like, head up the first set of stairs and out of sight.
Okay. Where are they headed?
Well, I mean, you don't know. You definitely saw them take a left at the top of the stairs.
But as a Ravenclaw, what would be in that area? Like, where might they be headed to?
There's a... I mean, it's half the castle, right? Like, going to the left, is definitely towards like the eastern part of the castle. But you do imagine that it might be the Gryffindor common room, especially given the fact that today is the day that everybody's going home. They might be just going to pack up their stuff.
Given that conversation that they had earlier, it seems mighty suspect.
Sus.
I mean, they're too far for me to really follow them, but I do want to run up the stairs just to see if I can get an idea about where they might be going. Even if it's just where the Gryffindor common room is. I don't even know where that is.
Okay, I think to do this one, just because they're so far past you, you're going to have to roll another quick and quiet.
Okay. This time, I got a 9+1.
Okay, so on a 10+, you move quickly and go unnoticed. So sprinting up the stairs with wolf-like precision, you manage to reach the top just as you see, interestingly, that group of Gryffindors all make their way into what you know to be an empty classroom.
Do you get, like, bonus points for being that time of month for you because, like, your senses have sharpened?
Ooh, have my senses sharpened? Can I smell them?
Probably, right?
That is cool as heck. So I don't think you're going to get any material bonuses to rolls, but I think that, yes, you do have a sort of heightened sense of awareness, and you can kind of, you know, you are familiar with your brother's scent, and as a result, can follow him a little bit easier.
I guess I'm going to sneak up to the door and listen in. They're so suspicious, these Gryffindors.
Walking up to the door and pressing your ear against it, you hear some muffled voices.
Look, I don't care. My dad says it needs to get done. It's gonna get done. Marcus, what are you gonna do about this?
And you definitely hear your brother mumble something, but it's hard to make out exactly what he said.
I was gonna say that I don't want to interrupt and get Marcus in trouble. Are there any places that I could hide, like further from the door?
So, I mean, this is a classroom corridor. So the only other places to hide, like there's just some doors, right? You could stand in the door across the hall and just like leave the door open and hide behind the wall on the inside of the classroom.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do that. And then I'm going to sneak back out to see what they were doing after they leave.
Yeah. And so a few minutes pass by. Eventually you hear the door crash open and, you hear Barney and Lawrence making some sort of like lewd, inappropriate jokes that I can't repeat on this podcast.
About then, what? About who?
About no, nobody in particular. Just kind of, you know, generic 12-year-old boys saying, you know, offensive words, for example, inappropriate content.
Dumbledore's socks.
Rude.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Son fart of a hippogriff. Yeah. Yeah. There's definitely several fart jokes.
Mm-hmm. Son of a hippogriff. Actually. Sounds a little intolerant of other races. Species.
Toilet face.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you hear Violet again. Marcus, you know what we're here to do. And you know why we have to do it, right? And Marcus says, yeah, I get it. I know it's important. And Violet says, okay, so what's the holdup then? And Marcus says, well, I think I've already gotten two of them angry with each other. Maybe three. I don't really know what to do with Skylar. She just doesn't seem to get mad.
That sounds right.
Do whatever you can. Look, pretend like you're friends with them again. Maybe you can get some more dirt that way. I have a job, and you know I have a job, and I need you to do this for me, okay? And Marcus says, yeah, okay, I can be brave.
How brave can he be? Because at this point, I want to slam open my door.
As soon as you do that, Violet and Marcus both turn and look at you. And Violet says, oh, hey, what's up?
Aren't you a little bit young to be having a job already.
What? I'm sorry, Caleb. What are you talking about?
I just look at her to let her know that I know.
And when you do that, her lips curl into a smirk. And she just says, okay, well, you heard all that?
I know that you're not as good as you try to make it seem. There's something wrong with you.
There's something wrong with me? Because from where I'm standing, I'm not the one that's causing the world to end.
I take a step back at that one. It definitely surprises Caleb. What?
You see, this is the problem. You have no idea what you're doing, and you have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, if you know, you should tell us. We want to know. We're Ravenclaws. And if I knew, I don't want the world to end. I just want to be a wizard.
She rolls her eyes and says, you're not going to understand.
And I suppose you wouldn't try me, because you're you.
And what does that mean exactly? I'm what?
You're someone who already has a job.
I'm sorry, are you opposed to gainful employment?
That would imply that someone's paid.
That was a joke.
As we know, you're not getting paid for what you do.
No, but I am doing the right thing.
How can you be so sure?
Because there's wrong in the world, and there's right in the world. And anything that we need to do to make sure that wrong is gone, we will.
But I'm not wrong.
Marcus, let's go. And she starts walking down the hallway.
I'm not wrong.
Marcus looks at you. He's kind of at a loss for words. And then he just tears off down the hallway.
That's fine. Oh, man. I am so distracted. Am I distracted enough to forget that I was going to go see Pritchard? No, I go do it. I go see Pritchard. Talk about potion. That's the only way I'll be able to go to Skylar's.
Yeah, okay. So you... The Transfiguration classroom and Professor Pritchard's office next to it is actually only about a 2 or 3 minute walk from where you just were. So you don't really have enough time to think about or process the conversation that you just had before you're standing in front of her door.
I knock on it.
Fessel, I swear, if this is another...
She opens the door and says, Oh, Caleb, please. I'm so sorry about that. Come in. Please, come in. What's going on?
You know that, the old potion that I sometimes take on the full moons? Do you have any, just in case? I'm going home for break, and I could use some.
Caleb, please, sit down. And she... stands across from you and says, Caleb, I'm sorry. You haven't been taking the potion all year. It takes a while to brew it, and it doesn't keep, right?
Oh, right. Well, so you don't have any?
No, we don't. I'm sorry. It didn't seem like that's what you wanted.
Well, I mean, with holidays and stuff, maybe... You'd think that you should have some around just in case, or... No, I get it. Maybe for the future, though?
What were you planning on doing for the holidays?
I wanted to go stay with my friend Skylar and Allison. And their dads. They're really great. They care about me.
She walks over towards you and reaches out to try to put her hand on your shoulder and then doesn't. She's like, I don't, this is, okay. Yeah, Caleb, I'm sorry. I wish I had known. I wish you had come to me sooner. I would have done everything I could to help. I think you're going to have to stay at the castle.
Yeah. Professor Pritchard, I think that some of the students know about me. specifically the Gryffindors, the ones that are always hanging around with Marcus, that, do you know why someone would think that I would end the world?
Caleb, how do I say this?
You're being a ridiculous fool.
There are people in life who don't always understand that what they say has meaning and can hurt you.
I don't.
And that doesn't make it okay, because it's not okay for them to say things like that to you. But you're not going to end the world.
I don't know. I didn't break that staircase. And I just feel like, because I'm different, that people like Thessal, they're always going to be coming after me. Whatever.
No. Caleb, I know you didn't break the staircase. Whatever happened there was an accident. And I'm on your side. I know that you don't think that all the time, but I am. And I hope that if you need anything, you can come talk to me. Or at least that you feel like you can.
But Thessal and the Gryffindors and the rest of the school, I do need something from you. I need you to protect me from them.
I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that that happens, Caleb. They're not going to bother you again.
Then I guess that's enough. Thanks, Professor Pritchard.
Yeah. And if anything like this happens again, you come to me, okay?
Yeah, I probably will.
Probably.
And now, a word from our wizard sponsors.
We now rejoin the 35th Animagi Transformathon.
The judges are taking another look.
They are asking the Dalmatian to transform again.
Oh, wow. What a transformation that was.
And they're making their way around the ring.
This kind of Animagus transformation is just so regal.
I've always been a fan of the Labradors. Noble breed. Noble wizards.
That last run really impressed the judges. It seems like they are getting a treat.
Turns out you can teach an old wizard new tricks.
You can tell that this one is a runner.
Ha! Oh! They've transformed back into a naked man! Bad form! Bad form!
I don't recognize that one. Wait. Wait a second. Is that just a dog? Is that just a regular dog? How did that thing wander in here?
Tune in to the 35th Annual Anime Guy Transformathon, brought to you by Wizardos. They're O-tastic. Find out who wins our most coveted Animagus titles, most convincing, strongest, and softest fur. This year, there's a halftime show with noted cat Animagus, Mark Ruffalo.
Hello, I'm Mark Ruffalo.
Meow.
Hi, everybody. It's Kevin, your resident Potter nerd. Oh man, I am sore. So I've been working on my long jump distance, so I'm really prepared for the tryouts for the Animagi Transformathon next year. It's always been my dream to compete in the endurance categories and maybe even win a medal. And I mean, yeah, okay, so I know you're all saying, but Kevin, you're not an Animagus. They literally will not let you compete. To which I just respond, why not let people dream their dreams? Anyway, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Why Can't We Be Wizards? I want to start off by giving a huge shout out to all the folks over on our Discord server who have been talking about the show and, most importantly, posting pictures of their pets. So I have seen some great cats and dogs posted there over the last couple weeks, and I have got to say that it is extremely wholesome and exactly the kind of vibe I just kind of want to sort of exist in my life. So please, please keep that up. And if you haven't already joined the Discord, please do so. And please post pictures of your pets or any art that you are interested in sharing. There is a link to the server in the episode description, as well as on our link tree. I also definitely accept tweets of those. So tag me at RizzaKevin and post your furry little friends there too. I want to also thank all of our friends who have been talking about the show all over the internet. So please continue to tweet about the show with the hashtag WhyNotWizards and continue to check out the show's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages for all sorts of cool art and updates. it's just been so awesome to continue to see our audience grow and have more and more people get excited about and experience this journey with us. And we greatly appreciate y'all stepping up and sharing the show with your friends. It's really our only big way we can get the word out about the show, so we really, really appreciate it. So, as always, I want to thank Table Story for our awesome game system, Witchcraft and Wizardry. It's amazing. They're spectacular. Go check out Table Story and give our game system a shot. Okay, that's about it for me. Next episode will be up in 2 weeks on June 4th. And with that, let's get back to Hogwarts.
Oh my god. Can I say something that happened really funny at work today?
Yes.
Okay, so I started, they were like sorting people because someone made a miniature hat. So they were sorting people in different classes. And I was put into Slytherin. And then I started doing the Malfoy scene from Harry Potter musical. And I was like rolling around the ground, doing ballet moves and being like, I'm going to Pigfots. I need a rocket ship. And Kimmy, my other teacher, was like feeding me the lines and I responded to it. The kids loved it. They thought I made up the whole thing. they had
did
me
you
do
correct
the,
them?
Yeah, they had me do the whole thing a second time, like just repeat what I did. And then we finally showed them like the YouTube and they were all just like, Pigfots, Pigfots for the rest of the day. And we were concerned that like the parents would be like, so how was your day today? And they'd be like, we learned about Pigfots.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds That's accurate.
Fantastic.
All right, continue.
That's all in the show, right?
All of this is in the show, yeah. Okay, so Freya, at about 11 o'clock, most of the Ravenclaw common room is saying their final goodbyes and heading downstairs to go to Hogsmeade and then the train home. What are you doing?
I am sitting in the common room reading... occasionally looking up from my book and saying bye to people as they pass.
Oh, what are you reading?
I am reading that divination book about dreams. Probably for like the third time, it has a bunch of post-it notes throughout the pages where I thought some of the symbols might be helpful to learn about.
Cool, yeah. And so I think as you're staring at one of these symbols in particular, which is an eye, a single eye, you look up because... Leo is actually walking down the stairs towards the exit to the common room.
I just glare at him.
He glares back, and I think in the moment he's like staring towards you and still walking, and he drops some things, of course, because he's Leo. One of the things he drops is that little black book, and he like freezes for a second because he doesn't want to pick up an invisible book in front of her while she's watching, and then he just does it anyway, making eye contact.
Does Freya notice this?
Freya, why don't you roll notice something?
Okay. That is an 11 plus 2.
So with a hilariously overpowered roll, yes. Absolutely notice everything about the fact that Leo just seemed to drop an invisible book and then picked it up.
Freya audibly scoffs and then goes back to her book.
Yeah, Leo looks a little shifty-eyed. Definitely has a look on his face like, damn it, really? And then he shakes it off and he keeps walking.
Leo, at that moment, time freezes.
Oh, no.
Boy.
And you hear a voice coming from the book.
Yeah, at this point, I don't hesitate. I pull it out and open it.
Yeah, and written in the pages of that book, and it says,
Leo. You should really say something about her parents.
Oh, no.
Maybe you should ask her how her mother is doing.
My subconscious sounds way cooler than your book.
hey, Skylar, you got some chocolate in the back pocket of your robe.
Oh, yes.
Leo's subconscious is also in this scene, and he's like,
I don't know, you should do what the book says.
Her mother.
Why can't we be Freud?
What does her mother have to do with this?
Time unfreezes.
Hi, Freya.
Leo.
How are your parents doing?
I'm sorry. What? And she looks at you really confused, but also really hurt.
I don't know. I mean, there's always just seems to be something going on with them.
Why would you ask me that?
I don't know. I was just trying to make conversation.
Don't you realize that I'm staying here because of them? They told me not to come home. You should go. Just go.
Never mind. I'll see you after the holidays. And he walks away.
And at that very moment, Skylar comes bounding down the stairs excitedly.
Yo, it's the holidays. Break, 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 break. I'm going to run to...
And then you just hear a couple of other Ravenclaws just yell, everybody!
Someone starts breakdancing.
Oh, that's cool. I'm going to run up to the phonograph and cast Reducio. Need to pack this good baby with me.
Okay, yeah, roll magic. Okay.
I got my own iPod.
So that's 5, 6, 7, 8. Tiny phonograph. I got an 8.
Yeah, you managed to shrink down the phonograph, but you don't shrink down the big ear at the top. So it's like a really little small box with this giant speaker ear thing.
Yeah.
That it wobbles and falls over.
I tap my chin. I wonder if this will fit in my trunk.
I see Skylar struggling with this and I go over to them. Do you need help?
Yes, Freya, you're the best. Thank you. I'm trying to bring this home. I have this secret plan. I look around. I'm going to get Allison some new records and I need to bring the phonograph home so I can make sure like they work on this. On this thing, like I don't know anything about it, so I just need it.
Let me try again for you. And I cast Reducio just on the top portion of it.
I'm jumping in excitement. Magic.
We don't live in a magic school.
Ooh, that's a 5 + 2, so that's a 7.
Okay, yeah. Okay. When you cast the spell, exact reverse process happens.
Oh, no.
So the ear thing gets really small, but then the box grows back to its normal size.
Oh, okay, wait, I can do the box. Okay, hold on. Reducio!
Okay, roll magic.
9, 10.
Okay, yeah, it grows to the proper small size so that you can fit it in your pocket.
Teamwork! I raise my hand for a high five.
I give Skylar a high five.
Okay, we just high-fived. It was a really good one.
I guess how many wizards does it
take? No. We have established that you need to roll for high-five.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Crisp high-five.
Oh, no.
For a crisp high-five.
Wait, so what is this roll? It's just 2d6? It's not with anything?
It's body.
I guess we can have high... Struggle. I guess it can be high-five magic.
High-five magic. Okay. Because if it was going to be body, that was going to be real bad for Freya.
Is it?
Well, hold on. No, everyone, I need to ask. Let's go around the room. Do we think that Freya is good at high fives?
No. I don't think she's had enough practice.
Okay, so you get a minus one high five.
There's not a lot of high-fiving happening in that family.
Okay. Yeah. I rolled a 7. Minus 1, I guess.
Minus 1 is a 6. You miss.
I miss and just, like, fall over.
It's okay. I missed too. We just hit each other's faces instead.
And it is at that exact moment that Allison walks down the stairs and sees you hit each other.
I turn it into a caress. Sorry. I pat your cheek.
I think Allison snorts a little bit at that. Is kind of amused.
You gotta practice more of this.
I'm just like rubbing my head.
What are y'all trying to do?
Oh, nothing. Well, we were not trying to do anything.
We were trying to high five. No, and we both
don't
missed.
Tell her.
Alrighty.
That's embarrassing. Don't share that with people.
You study our
well,
high five.
I got my trunk. I was just gonna go get Zoe and.
Oh, do you need a hand?
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Don't you have to get your owl too?
Oh. Yeah. I have an owl.
Skylar's forgot that they had an owl this entire time.
It's okay. Leo forgets to use an owl too.
This is canon. This part of the podcast.
I just never used my owl. I assumed we
it's
shared an owl.
It's just been living in the owlery for the past year and a half.
Yeah, right?
It's become feral. Yeah. It's created its own owl society.
Actually, can I just go with that? No, it's gone feral. I'm just going to leave it there.
Oh, okay. Well,
Yeah, I mean, they might just show up at the house. I know you don't have to bring them home, but
yeah.
Save them the flight, I guess.
I think smash cut to the owl. he's got a little, like, owl map of the country, and, like, there's little flags all over it, and he's wearing a bandana, aww, and he's got a little pointer, and he's pointing to different parts of the map to various different other owls. And
he's
like,
got, like,
all
a
right,
posse.
He's got, like, a leather jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah, they all have leather jackets, and some of them are snapping, and, yeah.
Oh, so cool.
And then there's a musical number.
And that's just how I imagine my owl to be. Yeah.
He's up to his own mischief, yeah, you know.
We're going to have a whole episode from the owl's perspective now. Yeah.
And the chocolate bar.
And the chocolate bar. They'll be best friends. He's part
no,
of
No, they're mortal,
yeah,
mortal enemies.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Alrighty, yeah. So Allison's going to, like, continue walking down the rest of the stairs with, like, I don't know, just, like, a backpack, not her full trunk. And she's carrying Zoe's owl cage that's empty, and she's got like one ear pod in.
All right, I clap my hands together and rub them. Man, I am so excited for all the food we're gonna eat, homemade food.
And at that moment, as you're describing all the delicious cakes and creams you're gonna eat over the break, Caleb, you walk down the stairs.
Hey, I talked with Professor Pritchard, and I'm not going to make it this holiday.
Oh, that's too bad, Caleb. Why can't you come?
Oh, it's his time of the week.
Month. But, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't have any potion for me, so I'll just, yeah, I'll be staying here. I look awkwardly over at Freya.
I'm also staying here.
It seems weird, but I overheard the Gryffindors talking about how they were trying to make us all enemies.
What?
What?
The Gryffindors enemies? Said that it wouldn't work on you, though, Skylar.
We will be friends,
weird.
Whether you like it or not, you stupid, stubborn old lizard!
Well, not if Freya keeps turning us into the teachers.
Allison can't help but smile at that.
Well, it sure seemed like I was down in that office being accused of being what I am and getting threatened with being kicked out of school because
what?
You trusted the teachers. That's what happened right after you left. Thessal tried to kick me out of this school.
Well, I didn't know that. I'm sorry. Leo seemed like he needed my help, and although you suggested to talk to my parents, I can't.
Well, you can't talk to the professors either.
Well, now I know that. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Hey, it's okay.
Yeah.
You did the thing you thought was the best in your situation. You would have never tried to hurt your friends on purpose.
I don't know. Leo just said some really hurtful things to me just now.
Well, I accept your apology, Freya. Because we can't let the Gryffindors win. And I mean, I understand where Leo's coming from, but
I don't trust that book he has, and I don't think he knows what he's dealing with, and I don't either. And that really scares me.
What if he, like, cast Revelio Desiderio? Remember we learned that spell?
Oh,
point
yeah,
him in the right
the,
direction.
Like, illusion spell?
It's Revelio Desiderio.
He doesn't remember that spell name, though. It's hard to remember.
Neither did Skylar, apparently.
Yeah, it was Revelio Desiderio.
Neither did Allison.
Well, Caleb, now that I guess we've cleared the air between the two of us, I don't think that me and Leo are going to be on good terms after he just came out to me and started talking to me about my parents and asking about them. Ooh. And I...
Freya, I get that your parents are, like, a problem right now, but
at least they didn't try to kill us, right, Doug?
Oh no.
Allison just puts a hand over her face and is a little embarrassed by that comment.
I mean, Skylar, you're joking, but my parents, in my opinion, trying to kill me is not the worst thing that man's done.
Wait, and what?
My mom's just as bad.
Wait, what's worse than trying to kill you?
Getting expelled. Duh.
Wait, didn't you say that your
Dad is the one who did this to you?
I mean, he wasn't the one that scratched me, but yeah, it's his fault. And, like, I went to a lot of bad places with him, and, like, my mom didn't care, and in some ways that's worse, but, like...
But you see how you feel about that? That's the exact way I feel about my parents right now.
Can we just have a group hug?
Yeah, but I'm not mad at Skylar just because Skylar brought up my dad.
And Leo... I'm slowly extending my hands around everyone as they're talking.
Leo doesn't get social cues anyway, so like...
Yeah, so you guys all feel yourselves slowly being tipped to each other. Hugs. I'll miss all of you.
Allison is not really about this hug. Freya's okay with it.
Does Allison do anything about it?
I think she's just kind of like stiff as a board. Like, she's not gonna back away, but she's not like gonna join it either. Just like let it happen, but just be super stiff and awkward about it.
I'm gonna allow you to give me this hug while not doing anything with my arms.
Yes. Yeah.
Gross.
I'm gonna miss you guys.
Well, it's only a couple weeks, right? And then we'll all be back buried under homework again.
Yeah, but remember last time we stayed, I look at Caleb, we found a whole cool, like, our secret cool dueling room. So, you know.
Yeah, secret room.
You guys will probably, like, have a lot of fun on this break, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, I think, Caleb, we should do some research on that book that Leo has. I won't go to the teachers again, but I really think that he needs help.
He doesn't think that he needs help, though.
That's not what he said to us before.
I'm not opposed to research. I love research. And I do want to know what's going on with that book. But let's not take any actions unless we talk it over with Skylar and Allison. I point at Skylar and Allison.
Yeah. No, I agree. Let's do this together.
Alrighty. So are you guys going to like check out the library or something while we're gone? Or are you just going to wait for us?
We can get a head start on the research.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Well, have fun at your parents' house.
I'll miss you, but also have fun.
Same.
I don't want to miss the train.
Let's go.
Yeah, you guys should go.
I'm going to inspire Caleb. On my way out, I'm going to look at Caleb and say, Caleb, don't get in trouble. Get all the clues. And love your friends.
Now that you've said that, I'm not going to get in trouble.
Good.
Okay, roll inspire.
Okay. So, 7.
On a 7 to 9, you helped a little bit, and a little bit is better than nothing. Choose one.
I help your, body, because you got to get those clues.
Got to be quick and quiet.
Definitely. That is a good choice.
Man, +2 is a really good modifier for a roll when you're rolling 2d6, it turns out.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Skylar. Quick, go catch your train. Have a great break. Tell your dads that I say hi.
I'm out.
Allison follows behind, is in the lead. I'm not really sure. Goes...
So, Leo.
Yes.
As you're sort of, I guess, frustratedly walking towards the exit of the castle, I think because of the fact that you're so preoccupied, I think, why don't you roll notice something?
Okay. I'm going to roll some dice. That is a 8 plus 1. That's a 9.
So, at the very last moment, you realize that you're about to walk right into the banister of some stairs and potentially tumble over it. But you notice at the very last second and catch yourself and stop short, wobble, and then just plant both of your hands on the banister. And as you do that, you actually hear a familiar voice. Jeez, Leo, you okay? And you turn to see your sister's best friend, Hannah.
Hi, Hannah. Yeah, I'm okay. You know me, I'm just kind of clumsy, Leo.
Yeah, Leo, but you were just a... You could have... You know that... Okay, never mind. I think you... You seem preoccupied. Are you okay?
I'm okay. There's just kind of a lot going on. Have you talked to Ella lately?
Ugh. And she rolls her eyes and starts walking, continuing down the stairs. Yeah, I mean, you know, we still talk, but it's weird. It's so weird lately.
I know, it's that Michael guy, right? Yeah, I don't think... I think there's something wrong there. Like, he's not taking good care of her, or... Like, does she seem happy? I don't... I know it's none of my business, but I get just such a weird feeling about it.
I mean, she seems happy, like... Sometimes. But I'm glad that you say that, because I feel like I'm going crazy. I agree. Like, I think he's not good for her. Or she's not good for him, or something. But it doesn't seem good.
I overheard them fighting the other day about something that she wasn't comfortable with and he wanted her to do. I just got a really bad feeling about that, and I don't know what to do about it. I don't think she's going to listen to me if I talk to her about it.
Really? I was kind of hoping you could talk to her. She doesn't listen to me.
She doesn't like to listen to anybody, but maybe you're right. Maybe if anybody... Maybe if she'll listen to anybody, it's me. Maybe you're right. I'll talk to her.
I'm sure she'll come around. She's smart.
Yeah, she is.
A few hours later, we come into a train compartment on the Hogwarts Express. Allison and Skylar, the two of you are sitting in a train compartment together, along with Dakota. What are you guys doing? What are you talking about?
All right, so I have a whiteboard, and it's got positions, and I'm, like, speaking to Dakota, like, okay, like, this is how you're going to get the advantage on Lawrence, and just, like, showing maneuvers and stuff. I've been watching Danica, and I'm like, yeah, I can do that. And, like, my maneuvers might not be the best, but I'm having fun. And then this is where you do the barrel roll, but in the air.
But don't you think I should be, like, a little higher? The angle will be better that way?
Oh, yeah. That's great. I scribble out the stick figure, and I make a musclier one up higher above.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, no. Here's the snitch. He's going for it. What do you do?
Oh, wait, hold on. I thought we were talking strategy. You're just coloring.
Oh no!
Oh god! Oh god!
Am I wearing a cape? What's that? Ooh!
And then a dragon shows up.
Where did you get these markers anyway?
Oh, you know, no. They're dark markers. My Muggle dad got it for me 2 years ago. They're so cool. They can draw on anything.
I think Dakota picks one up and sniffs it a little bit and is like, oh, these, I don't think you should use these.
Yeah. I'm imagining a dramatic moment where it's just like, is overtaken by the thrall of the dark marker.
Yeah. It's like one of those anime scenes where like the screen goes darker and like the color drains from their face.
And there's some dramatic music that just suddenly ends.
Yeah. Allison's less than amused by this and is just sort of like, has her feet up propped up on the other bench. Has like one ear pod in and is just like reading a book.
What book are you reading?
This herbology book that I found in the library about edible and like useful plants.
Oh, no way. Are there any mushrooms in it?
No, this one just covers plants.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I'm sure that the library has mushrooms.
Oh, yeah, they do. They have 12 of them. I've already read them.
Oh. Oh, cool.
Yeah. Well, this one is good. Do you recognize any flora or fauna that we have in our own woods?
I don't know. I'd guess like I'd have to go out. I mean, garlic mustard is pretty popular weed. We probably could find that, but it only grows in the spring. Gets a bit woody later in the season.
Cool. Hey, what do you think about capes?
They seem really dangerous.
I look at Dakota like for approval. Like,
are you asking me what I think about? What do you mean? What do I think about capes? Like, are you asking, do I like capes? Are you asking what my opinions on the strategy and tactics of wearing a cape? Like, I have so many questions.
Hit me. What's your first question?
No, that's a metaphor. It's not intended to be descriptive of the amount of questions that I actually have.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess, what do you think about capes? Cool, right? Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Yes. Yes. Skylar, they're cool. They're very cool. I love capes so much. They're the best thing.
Cool. Yeah, I think I would like a cape too. I've never actually worn them. But like, look at this picture of me wearing one as I'm flying through the air. It looks pretty good.
Are you a superhero? Like, what is the, you're not have a broom.
What? Yeah, I do. I colored in really quickly. There it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's a totally different. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess... but everybody knows that superheroes don't wear capes because they're too dangerous.
Oh. Yeah, but.
They get caught on things.
I'm thinking more like for Quidditch. Like, it could be really flashy and you could, like, bejewel it and then it would distract the other team players.
Skylar. And. He reaches over and puts his hands on your shoulders. Skylar, I need you to promise me something very, very important.
What? Yeah, okay.
First of all, you know that you're going to be wearing Quidditch robes.
Yes.
Which is already a little bit kind of a cape.
That's true. Yeah, I like those shoulder pads. They look cool.
Yeah, they're super, super cool. I need you to promise me that you're not going to wear a cape to a Quidditch match.
I thought you would say that, and I'll promise it to you just because I like you so much, Dakota.
No capes.
It's really not a functional. It's like I want to look like a Quidditch team. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but like it's fun to dream, I guess. Skylar looks out in the window, just imagining all the cape flying Quidditch teams and how cool it would look and what they would use their capes for.
Yeah, and as you do that, the camera pans out to the wintry British countryside and then slowly fades to black while dramatic music plays.
Lots of research about books.
Bum, 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 bum.
So tell me, what did you guys do over the next couple days leading up to Christmas?
Lots of research about obsidian. We probably would have done some research about Caleb's potion, maybe. I mean, Freya was the one who helped him originally, so she's already read a lot about it already.
I mean, I do want to try to develop a new potion, but I think that we should read more about that Leo book thing.
Yeah. Do we find anything about Leo's book?
Why don't you roll? I read about that.
Okay.
And to be clear, we didn't find anything.
So I rolled a 3, but I am going to use my house trait to reroll.
Sure. Yep.
Okay. And that time I rolled a 12.
With a 12, I'm going to set the scene. So you're both sitting in the library. You managed to get a book, which honestly probably should be in the restricted section, but for whatever reason was laying around. It was a book without a name or really anything on the cover. And as you cracked open the tome, you saw something that you remember. Well, Caleb, you definitely remember something like this from a distance. Freya, you remember it a lot more intimately. Because on the page is a picture of someone getting pulled into the dirt by tiny little white hands.
Oh, God. That's
on the page. It's not written in English, so you can't really make out what is actually being said. But you see a title at the top, and it appears that this book is talking about Elden magic.
Elven?
Elden. E-L-D-E-N. Elden magic.
Like the Elder Wand?
Nah, bud.
Can we get a spelling on that and a use in a sentence?
Yeah, Elden. Elden is a word that is apparently hard to understand. The word is said, and it is spelled like E-L-D-E-N. Elden.
Ah, that Elden Day magic.
Do either of us recognize Elden magic as anything?
No, but turning the pages of this book, you see some other pretty horrifying images of magic that probably has been at least partially lost to time. And you turn a few more pages and you find a passage that, again, you can't read any of this. It's in some script that is indecipherable for you. But there's a picture. And Freya, that picture, you know, because you drew it.
Oh.
It is two red eyes. And on the top of the head that is also attached to those eyes is a pair of horns.
If this is what I saw in my dream.
Oh, man. Do you think they're connected? The magic that my dad used on you and whatever's happening to Leo?
I don't know, but if that spell is in this book, whatever Leo's dealing with can't be good.
There's gotta be a wizard spell for unraveling languages. Maybe Ragglewort knows.
I don't think we should show this book to anybody else.
Okay. I mean, we should at least ask Skylar and Allison before we show this book to anybody else.
Agreed. Maybe we can try teaching ourselves this language. I can't tell what it is, but I mean, there are lots of books on languages, right?
We probably shouldn't try casting these spells.
No.
You hear jingle bells and magic Christmas music in the air because it's Christmas!
Christmas, Christmas, Christmas!
Caleb, you wake up on Christmas morning and tell me, how do you feel? What are you thinking as you wake up that Christmas morning?
Am I in the dungeons?
No, actually you're not. It is a few days since since the full moon, so everything is back to normal. You are waking up in your dorm room bed.
I guess Caleb is pretty reflective. He is thinking about everything that's happened and thinking about how close he's come to being expelled. He is thankful for his friends, but they're just kids. And as he looks over at his pile of presents, he's wondering what he needs to do to protect himself.
And when you look down at that pile of presents, one present in particular catches your eye. A large, long, thin package. And I think you know what it is.
What? Who would have bought me a broom? I'm going to look for a card or a tag.
It does not have a tag on it. There is no name. But it is, as you unwrap it, a broomstick. It is exactly like Skylar's, a Meteorus 99.
Whoa. I mean, this is good. Would the dads have got this for me? I don't know. Caleb immediately, being suspicious, doesn't trust it. It's like if Hermione Granger had gotten a rando broom.
Yeah. Would you like to read between the lines?
I sure would. Not that I'm good at that. Oh, no. No, no. It's a 2-2. It might be worst roll in the game.
That I think it is. I don't think we've ever had a 0.
And as you're sitting there, this broomstick in your lap, the camera starting to pan away from you, you have a single thought, which is just, did Hagrid buy me this broom?